The best film I've seen this year is a French horror movie from 2007 called Inside, now out on DVD. Before you go running to your Netflix queue, let me stop you. You need to be careful with this one. This film is so grisly, so profoundly upsetting, I can't even summarize the plot on the radio. Watching it takes more than a strong stomach. It's sort of an act of will. Well, I bring this up by way of contrast to Quarantine, now playing in Bloomington. Inside is one of the bravest, most honest, most committed, passionately made horror films I've ever seen. Quarantine, on the other hand, is a steaming bowl of dumb, a movie that doesn't even try hard enough to be called a failure. Oddly, the opening scenes are kind of skillful. Angela, Jennifer Carpenter, a cub reporter for a hip show called Night Shift, is doing a story on a local Los Angeles fire department. Entirely through her videographer's handheld camera, the view through which we'll experience the entire movie, we explore how firefighters live in the station, which is interesting, and observe as two of the men put the moves on TV pretty Angela, which is logical and well within the actor's ranges. How are we rewarded for investing in these characters, especially the dynamic of two friends competing for the same girl? Within minutes of arriving at the fateful apartment complex, one of the men has plummeted four stories to become a human pancake. Well, so much for that. About that apartment complex, the fire truck answers a call reporting a domestic disturbance, an old woman who won't stop screaming. The two firemen, along with a cop already on the scene, the year's worst performance by Columbus Short, with Angela and the camera tagging along, meet Mrs. Suarez, she of the blood-stained nightgown, frothing jowls and animal gruntings. We discover that she, like all raging infected zombie people in movies, has an uncanny ability to connect her teeth to the neck of anyone within striking distance. Well, whatever the infection is, it's already spreading beyond control. Now, let's assume that you're the mayor of Los Angeles, and you know about this building which has people in it who have been infected by a mutant strain of rabies. Yes, I said rabies. There's a veterinarian on hand. He knows. Do you, as the mayor, A, break in, secure the situation, and get everybody to the hospital, or B, in full view of a watching crowd and at least one live television crew, seal off all exits from the building and blow away anyone trying to get out with sniper fire from the rooftops? The risible situation is, I suppose, a necessity of the bare-bones budget. But even under those conditions, a better film can keep its characters in a crucible. Saw 2 had equally flimsy, low-budget sets, but its clever, gory puzzles kept you watching. Better still, a brazen Japanese horror film called Infection trapped its doomed characters in a hospital reeling from an outbreak. 28 weeks later, did a superior version of a scene shot through a night vision scope. Silence of the Lambs did it first. Cloverfield and Diary of the Dead used handheld cameras more or less effectively. But the real progenitor of Quarantine and the handheld aesthetic in horror movies is The Blair Witch Project, a zero-budget film that became a cultural phenomenon. Panicked breathing right in your ear, coupled with images you can't quite make out, have an almost magical ability to transmit panic. So there you have it, half a dozen better horror movies to see instead. Quarantine may be the sign that the handheld stuff has finally run aground. As we say when we wake up and check the Dow, let's pray we finally hit the bottom. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.